flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Oh, Joe Wechter bringing it with the music. It is the WIP Morning Show. The crew on their way back from Borgata.
Borgata, yeah, don't stop.
Our usual. Oh, there it is. Don't stop till you get back to the studio. Normally we do our show from Borgata, our home base on Fridays, but some technical difficulties. We should have Joe, John, Rhea, and Devin back in the studio soon. Continue to take your calls. Of course, remember, 8 o'clock today, your chance to win tickets to Sunday's Eagles-Washington game. The biggest game of the year, the biggest game in a couple of years, one of the biggest games we've ever had here in Philadelphia. We've only had a few of these. Your chance to win tickets courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. So stay tuned. Again, 8 o'clock, we'll give you the fourth name, your chance to win tickets to this massive game, again, courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. All right, coming up in just a couple minutes, we're going to hear from Landon Dickerson about playing center yesterday, about what was going on, about the whole thing. As he, for those who are just tuning in, Cam Jurgens, second day in a row, no participation in practice. He has a back issue. We don't know much more than that. But we do know that Landon Dickerson took snaps at practice yesterday. Elliot Shore Parks was just on with us, said that's a little concerning because Nick Gates, he would think the backup center would just step in if they weren't at all worried that Cam might not play or have to leave a game early. He still thinks Cam will play, but definitely a bit of a concerning situation there. I'm still confident in the Birds on Sunday, but we'll hear from Dickerson about playing center yesterday, about what was going on. That's coming up in a minute. First, let's go back to the phones and talk to our pal Ken and Cinnaminson. Hey, Ken.
Good morning, James. How are you today?
I'm good, buddy. How you doing?
Mr. Wechter, good to hear you. It was refreshing to hear Go Birds Radio at 7
I know,
o'clock
right?
Friday morning.
I know, yeah.
It's a way to kick off a football Friday.
That's right. That's right, you know?
No offense to the other guys, but, you know, I love my Go Birds.
I love my Go Birds too, Kenny.
Hopefully they won't hit any traffic and they'll be in time for Beat the Hammer.
Yeah, well, especially because, Ken, I took the time to come up with the questions this week, so I'd rather they get back and we can actually do this thing, you know?
Well, yeah, that's what I was thinking, James. It was all about you.
Exactly. Right. Thank you. Thank you, Ken.
So I think, look, I don't think it's not a big deal if Cam Jurgens isn't practicing, because if he's not practicing, it's because he can't practice, right? So if...
Or they want to get him a little extra rest. Like, that is possible. I agree, as an injury, they would put rest on there. I'm just saying there could be, he theoretically could practice, but they think it's smarter to not put any wear and tear on him.
But all the other designations that you see, they say, you know, like...
Rest,
right? So they'll say knee/rest. And his just says... Back.
It doesn't, and look, now, I think if it were just rest 2 days in a row, the fact that he wasn't estimated to go through the walkthrough and all that, you know?
Right. Now, it's important to remember that when the Eagles drafted Landon Dickerson, I really do believe they drafted him to be the heir to Jason Kelce at center. I mean, he played left guard his rookie year, because when you draft a guy that good, and he's better than who you have playing left guard right now, you know, you put him in there at left guard. I mean, that's just like Cam Jurgens. They drafted him to be Kelce's heir, and he played right guard for his first year in the league because he was just too good to keep out of the lineup. So I am not worried about Landon Dickerson playing center. I kind of like the idea of a mauler at center. You know, back when Kelce was struggling before he became the Hall of Famer that he became, and they drafted Seumalo, I think the common thought there was that they drafted Seumalo to be his replacement because he's bigger. And, you know, they were looking for a guy who can anchor in. The one that concerns me is Tyler Steen. I mean, you know, we've seen enough of Tyler Steen to know that, you know, he's okay as a depth guy, but thinking about him and Jonathan Allen, and you're going to have to give him a lot of help.
Yeah, you would. And look, I agree with you that I think I would be less concerned about Dickerson at center than Steen at guard, but I think the overall concern is just the lack of continuity, and you're playing next to someone you haven't played next to often, and guys are shuffling around and all that. You know, it's definitely a concern if Cam can't play. I lean towards Elliott. I do think Cam will play, but it's the biggest concern right now, I think.
Well, if he's playing and he's not 100%, I mean, are you going to see him not being able to anchor in?
Sure, yeah. Again, Jonathan Allen, you know, yeah.
So it's not a nothing. So, but at the end of the day, they're just so much better than this team. And Joe said something when he called in from the car, which was my first thought when I heard that the defensive coordinator from Washington make those comments. He just put the entire officiating crew in the NFL on notice that hey, we might be taking some cheap shots at your quarterback.
Totally.
The Frankie Luvu thing is real.
100%.
Frankie Luvu and the other one was Micah Fitzpatrick, who has made a habit of going after people's knees. So it's a real thing. And you know, when you get a reputation around the league with the officials as being that kind of guy, I mean, look at all the flags that Ndamukong Suh drew over his career. He earned most of them.
But no, Ken.
He got a lot of penalties because he was in Ndamukong Suh.
Ken, it's a fantastic point. Ken, you got an answer for a three for us?
The Bambino, the Salt and the Swat, yeah, Babe Ruth.
Big answer, Ken. Call us tomorrow on Go Birds. Yeah, Babe Ruth. I was waiting for that. Joe's favorite athlete of all time. Absurdly.
Yeah, that's tough to beat.
Well, just remember being a kid and, you know, watching Ruth play at Yankee Stadium and, you know, just those childhood memories, you know, nostalgia. That's
exactly.
All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a minute. Let's hear from Landon Dickerson, who talked about playing center yesterday, about the whole situation stepping in for Cam. Here's what Dickerson said.
We saw you taking snaps at center today. What does that mean for Sunday right now?
Yeah, I mean, right now it's just Thursday practice, getting Cam some rest. And yeah, it's just kind of the way it falls with rotation. I'm back up center, so service for practice and make sure that he's feeling good for Sunday.
How did you feel back there? It's obviously a lot of responsibility calling all the protections.
I mean, knock the rust off. I did it for a little bit in college and done it a few times in the league, so knock the rust off and, you know, kind of get back in the saddle. It's like riding a bike.
Do you expect him to play Sunday?
I mean, I do, but I'm not a medical guy. I don't know exactly what. Y'all can ask Sirianni or trainers. I don't know exactly, but as far as I'm concerned, I think he is.
How many snaps do you get at center during like a normal week? Do you get some?
Zero.
So I thought he answered that well. I think it was smart of him not to say for sure that Cam's playing. You don't want to put yourself out there if you're not, you know, a medical person, or you want to say something that Nick doesn't want you to know if they're trying to hide it, whatever. But the last line, he's like zero. It's like, oh, good. That's less than ideal. I will say, to Ken's point, I do think that if I had to choose someone on this, you know, on this team who I feel like could just go move to another position and thrive, it's Landon Dickerson. I mean, he's just a baller, this guy. You know, choose violence. He played it in college. I'm not overly concerned about his ability to play the position. I'm far more concerned about the continuity of everything, the snaps, him snapping the ball to Hurts. Like, there's so many little...
Trickle down.
Yeah. Exactly. So many little intricacies and little things that go into the whole offensive line process. It's a dance. It's all five guys moving in the same direction at the same time, filling the right hole. Like, all these things, it needs to be cohesive more than anything else on the field. Those five guys have to be working together.
Synchronized. It's got to, yeah, everybody works, you know, in synchronization.
Absolutely. And that comes from doing it together every single game. And obviously, this has been one of the great lines of all time, one of the great lines we've ever seen. So, you know, obviously losing any of those guys would be a massive thing. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Ed in Phoenixville. What up, Ed?
What up, buddy?
How you doing, pal?
Hi. You sounded like Joe Pesci. Hiya, pal.
Hey there, pal.
Doing pretty well. Just been kind of wrestling with, you know, Jalen's kind of role in this game and, frankly, kind of his whole, like, career arc when you look at, you know, how many offensive coordinators he's had, and the question that, you know, is it the coordinator, is it Jalen? And it's, I'm in a weird position because as much as I want him to kind of take that next step where he's, you know, getting the ball out faster, throwing with anticipation, throwing more often, kind of taking risks, I think if this wins us the Super Bowl with the what he's doing right now, we can worry about that. That seems like a post, it's like a 100% off-season kind of question.
Well, Ed, I know Joe has said this a million times, but I couldn't agree with it more. The idea of people being like, well, he's going to have to throw better to win. Like, no, I don't think that's true. Like, I would like it to happen, and I think he will play better than he has played in these two games. Like, I believe in Jalen. I'm a Jalen believer, but he doesn't have to. Like, they can win the Super Bowl doing exactly what they're doing with running and defense. Like, you can win the Super Bowl that way. We've seen it before. We'll see it again. So I think he will play better. I expect more from him. But I totally agree with Joe when he says, hey, they can just keep doing what they're doing and still win the Super Bowl.
I agree. And real quick on the whole guard-center situation, and I think we've seen this a lot with Stoutland coach Lyman. You look at like Big V, who came in and massively struggled, frankly, I think against the Redskins, where he gave up like 7 sacks to Ryan Kerrigan or something. But then he kind of settled in, and I just think that, you know, Steen's had enough snaps this year to where if he has to come in a pinch, like, I don't think there's going to be that steep drop-off. I mean, obviously, the communication and the sort of the synergies that a unit has will be somewhat disrupted, but, you know, I don't feel as bad about that. But hopefully, to Ken's point, it's just one of these kind of planned, scheduled rest things, but not that because of the rules or something.
Yeah, and Ed, I think you mentioned something really important in there, in that if we're going to have an injury issue with something in the Eagles team, like, let Jeff Stoutland be the one to solve the problem that arises from it, right? I mean, it's such a good point, especially with when we've seen backups going for Stoutland. I feel like, and this is anecdotal, like, I don't have the data in front of me, but I feel pretty strongly that we see these guys struggle a lot more when they have to go in a game for an injury. But when they get to practice the positions in the week, when Stout gets to coach them up during the week, which obviously, you know, they're doing right now, they're planning for the potential. At least we know that Dickerson played center and Steen played last practice. I think the guys have been so much better. The Fred Johnsons of the world, the Jack Driscolls in the past. I feel like those guys have stepped in and played much better when they know during the week that there's a chance, a stronger chance they're going to play, and they get to practice it and Stout coaches them up. So I think that's a really important thing. Eddie, you got an answer for a three?
Oh, it paled in comparison to the first two, but I think we have to mention Godfather 3.
Oh, yeah. Just when I was out, they pulled me back in! Great call, Eddie. Yeah no, that... I actually rewatched Godfather 3, I want to say about a year ago. It's disappointing. Like, it's not a horrible movie. There are parts that are good. It's entertaining. You know, the Joe Mantegna stuff's great, but it just... I mean, the Sofia Coppola stuff is, it's just awful. She's so bad in it. And it really does, in a lot of ways, ruin the movie. All right, let's keep it rolling. 215-592-9494. Again, I believe the crew should be back in minutes.
I hear. We're getting 5 updates. Minutes from now.
Boom. So we should have Beat the Hammer coming up at 7:45. Again, remember, 8 o'clock today. Your chance to win tickets to the biggest game of the year. One of the biggest games we've ever had here in Philadelphia. Eagles, Washington, Sunday. Your chance, courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. Remember, 8 o'clock.
Call it 8.
Yeah, yeah, you're...
They're calling, and everybody's calling now, because the excitement level, everybody's...
So you can't win until 8 o'clock.
Exactly, you don't have the names yet.
We will give you the fourth name. We have given 3 names at 8 o'clock each day this week. We will give the fourth name at 8 o'clock. You cannot win until you get that name, so... Listen, again, that's courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy, as the crew should be back from Borgata, our home base, on Fridays today. Obviously, some technical difficulties, so they should be here soon. Let's keep it rolling on the phones. Let's talk to JP in Plymouth Meeting.
Schultz, how's it going? Schultz,
it's good,
fine,
brother.
Nice to talk to you for a little bit longer than a couple of seconds.
I know, right? What a thrill.
But you said it the other day, you said it a couple minutes ago. It's the run game and the defense. That's what's going to win. That's what's going to make us win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I agree.
I really do. I think everything is going our way.
So I'm leaning that way too, JP. And just the fact that this game is at home, you know, we've focused on so many little injury things this week and, oh, well, it could have been this, it could have been that. The fact that Washington is coming here to have to play this game in our house, by the way, their fourth straight road game, only four teams have ever gone on the road three times in a row to win the Super Bowl. Like, this is a massive advantage for this team, JP.
Yeah, I can't wait. I don't have a ticket, but I'm just going to go down just to be part of it.
That's awesome, man. Go. The tailgating is going to be amazing. The vibes down there are going to be amazing. I remember.
That's exactly it. I want the vibe.
I was there for 2017, not in 2022, but I remember just being outside and the energy and the excitement and what that place sounded like. It is unlike anything else you can experience. It is the single coolest thing you can experience at a home stadium in the NFL. Like, this is the pinnacle, because the Super Bowl's somewhere else.
I agree with you 100%.
Love it.
I agree with you 100%.
JP, you got an answer for us?
I got an answer for three. Bryce Harper.
Oh, Bryce is a good answer for Philly. I should have thought about him right away. All right, look at this. Talk
yes,
about coming
back.
Through in the clutch. I'm just going to pass
yes,
the
Joe's going to take over.
What up,
James?
Everybody? Good morning. Hello.
He is.
I want
We're
to
so
thank
happy
everybody
you're
got a great hospitality down there. As always, good to be back here in the studio and ready to rock and roll. So let's get this going. James, thank you for everything you did. Wechter, thank you for everything you did. James, if you can, turn those televisions off. They're going to drive me nuts and distract me if they're on. All right. Good morning, everyone. So Joe DeCameron here. Richie, Rhea and Devin will all be back shortly. I really want to thank James, obviously, for holding down the fort and Wechter as well over the last hours we drove back from Borgata. So love being at Borgata. Just had some technical difficulties down there today, but we're ready to rock and roll here from the studio. All right, 215-592-9494 to weigh in. Obviously, we'll get to Beat the Hammer coming up in about 10 minutes. We'll get to Dick Vermeil at 8 o'clock. Right before Coach Vermeil joins us, we're giving away a pair of tickets to the big game coming up on Sunday. Obviously, the Eagles in Washington. Tickets given away courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. All right, let's go to the phones. We've got a lot to do. We're going to play some audio for you, some of the notable things to get to. Obviously, you know, I know James has focused a lot, rightfully so, on the Juergens injury. That's a real thing. And that creates complications. With that said, I still expect the Eagles to win, but I can't, you know, kid you and say I'm as confident as I was yesterday morning before, you know, I and we all were aware that Cam Juergens might not play. Landon Dickerson may have to play center and Tyler Steen may have to play guard. I mean, that's less than ideal. But knowing that Jalen is healthier than he certainly could have been is a big step, a real big step, and a good thing. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phones. Beat the Hammer in about 10 minutes, and the other guy's getting here in sometime soon. All right, Gary in Whitehall. Good morning, Gary. Well done, Gary.
L-E-S Eagles.
Well done, sir. Well done. That's how you do.
What's up, Joe? How you doing?
Good, buddy. Gary, you scare anybody with that horn? Anybody looking at you kind of funny out there?
I'm not worried about it.
Well done, bud.
You know, all week long I was like on the fence with this game, but the more and more this week going on, I feel so much more confident. I'm not overly confident. I'm confident.
Yep.
With this defense and with Saquon Barkley, baby, we are going to take it to the house and we are going to win. We're going to win big.
Yeah, so okay, I'm with you on everything except win big. I don't expect win big. I mean, here's the thing, Gary. The Eagles rarely win big. You know, unlike the 04 Eagles who would win big with frequency, or the 2017 Eagles that were winning big, if I remember, especially in October and November when they really cranked it up and would just blow teams out. This team, even against some lesser teams, were winning close. I mean, if you remember, the Eagles played, what was it? Was it the Jags game where Nakobe had to intercept a pass at the end of the game to win the game? I mean, that's the freaking Jags. So I don't expect the Eagles to win big. They have an incredible propensity to gut it out through adversity, which I really admire. I think they'll win a typical Eagles tight, you know, close game that they find a way to win. That's generally speaking what they do.
They're going to, and you're right, Joe, and they're going to take care of business. And let them keep putting more and more bulls and more
sure.
material out there. Let them keep opening up their mouths because we're going to shut down their throat.
All right, Gary, give me a great answer. The best third or three of all time. Who is it? What is it?
three times the charm, right? Third time against the Commanders, so.
Well, it's kind of based on the fact that the Eagles and Washington are playing. That's the whole point. Give me a different answer.
I think he was saying third time's a charm is his answer.
Third time's the charm.
The phrase, third time's a charm.
Oh, okay, sure. Third time's a charm. I guess that that applies as a phraseology, sure. All right, let's get to Zach right now. Zach, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good, pal.
Hey, just want to start off saying, you know, I love when Richie tries to call us Matt Cetera in the mornings. You know, it's with the whole Juergens injury, it seems kind of extra. You know, he likes causing Matt Cetera.
No, so, Zach, I disagree with you, man. I think the center – here's the thing. So take Goddard and take Juergens. Who's a better player? I don't know. Who's a more important player? I think it's Juergens. Here's my point, though. The Eagles, over the last couple of years, have played without Goddard a number of times and won without Goddard a number of times.
Sure.
They didn't play this year without Juergens. Like, I'll give you an example. 0-1 Sixers. You know, AI would be out sometimes, and Aaron McKee would start at shooting guard, and he would do the Aaron McKee thing, and the Sixers would typically still win. And when they got to the playoffs, and sometimes Allen would be banged up, Aaron McKee had so much experience as the shooting guard, you know, he could step in and we could all feel a certain degree of comfort because he was a good player and had done it many times in the regular season. You know, look, I'd feel better today, Zach, if Juergens had missed three regular season games and the Eagles had gone 3-0. That didn't happen.
Sure.
So, you know, it is a concern, and it's not just Dickerson with protections. It's Tyler Steen, who got beat out in training camp for a starting spot. That's less than ideal.
It is, and I'm big on the next man up mentality. You know, if Tyler
well,
Steen
when it works, but there are plenty of times it doesn't work.
Sure, but we don't know. So
we don't
the next
know.
Man
That's
up.
Right.
You know, we're just going to keep it. I'll keep it pretty straightforward here. Moving on, as long as everyone does their assignment on Sunday, we will win this football game. We need to play mistake free football. We need to run the football. We have the best running back in the league. We don't need Jalen putting the ball in harm's danger, throwing it up in the air,
yeah.
Trying to force passes to AJ Brown. You know, I like that he's not throwing the ball, and, you know, he's not throwing interceptions. He's taking sacks. He's holding on to the ball a little too long. But he's not making dumb decisions while putting the ball into danger. We need to win the turnover margin. We need to pay attention to detail. And we need to be mentally tough.
No, I think all that's accurate. All right, Zach, you made a great answer. Great third or three?
I'm going to go with the third president of the United States and the primary author of the Declaration of Independence,
yeah.
Thomas
Jefferson's a really big answer. No question. Louisiana purchased the whole deal during Jefferson's presidency, third president. All right, let's get to this audio of Joe Witt. I thought this was incredibly unwise by Washington's defensive coordinator. And I know what he's doing. He's trying to scare the Eagles. He's trying to scare the Eagles. He's trying to scare Jalen Hurts and the Eagles and say, be careful running them. Be careful. We'll lick them. We'll drill them. I get that. But to me, it's a risk-reward thing if you were Washington's defensive coordinator putting this out there, because on one hand, yeah, maybe theoretically you could get in Hurts and the Eagles' minds. I don't think they will, but theoretically you could. But the downside is putting the league on notice that we're going to stick them, we're going to lick them, we're going to drill them, and I think that could lead to a 15-yard penalty that might not otherwise have happened. Here is what Washington's defensive coordinator said yesterday about when Jalen runs.
We've had a number of these guys that we've had to prepare for, and so the one thing is if he's going to run the ball and if the coordinator makes a decision for him to run the ball, we're going to treat him like a running back, and we're going to hit him that way, you know. So that's their decision if they want to get him hit the way that he gets hit. If they don't, they'll keep him in the pocket. So, but that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, I don't think that's a wise course of action for Washington's coordinator to say it. I mean, look, football is football. So, of course, you're going to hit him like a running back if he's running and not sliding. You're going to hit him. Let's be real. You're going to try to dislodge the ball. You're going to try to dislodge his ribs. You're going to try to win the football game. And I respect your quest to try to win the football game. I think it's stupid, and I'll use that word, stupid, to put the league on notice, to put the refs on notice, that you might drill Jalen Hurts in a way that might not be legal. So I thought that was an incredibly
unwise. Especially since the last time you played them, your guy knocked Jalen Hurts out. And when you watch the hit, it's definitely 30-ish.
That's interesting.
You know?
I hadn't even thought of that. Hey, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's selection of quality one-owner pre-owned vehicles at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question, who wins on Sunday, the Eagles or Washington? Who wins on Sunday? Of course, you can weigh in at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. A poll we certainly expect to be in the 90 percentile, in somewhere in that range for the Eagles, as it should be. But you can, of course, weigh in as well at 215-592-9494. All right, we're all getting up one by one here from Borgata. We all drove down separate. We get up one by one. Rhea is here from Borgata. Good morning, Rhea.
Hello, Joe.
So, hello.
Hello.
No, so you're two fastest drivers is the big takeaway.
Correct.
Here.
Yes. I just want to say I moved with urgency, and I appreciate that.
Good.
Maybe
good.
Somebody were taking coffee breaks.
You know what the irony is, Rhea? I got a ticket on the way down.
No way.
Yeah. Did you really?
Last night.
Oh, my God. That is like actually ironic.
I'm the boneheaded, gets a ticket going down when I don't have to drive fast and don't get a ticket not coming up here when I did have to drive fast. All right. Reminder, coming up in 18 minutes, your chance to win, speaking of tickets, a pair of tickets. I mean, I heard James say it earlier. I think he's right. It's hard for me to remember everything through the years, but I can't imagine we've given away a bigger prize. Like, in the history of our show, meaning me, John, and James, going back to the midday, 6 years, and the 2 years we've been in the mornings with Devin and Rhea as well, I think it's the best prize we've ever given away. Coming up now in 17 minutes, a pair of tickets to see the Eagles and Washington on Sunday. We look forward to giving those tickets away coming up in 17 minutes.
Courtesy, of course, of our great partner, NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
All right, so don't go anywhere. Be tuned to try to win the tickets. You'll hear a name, and with that name and the other names we've said this week, you can win the tickets. Let's give you a chance right now on the contest line to compete and beat the Hammer. We'll take the fifth caller on the contest line. Caller number 5 on the contest line for Beat the Hammer, 215-988-1258. Caller 5 on the contest line, 215-988-1258. You will be competing against the Hammer. That's, you know, moi. And I think this...
We need a big win here, Joe.
That's the thing. Sentiment in the air that I need to win because it was proven by a caller a couple weeks ago, and I hadn't even realized this. When I win, the Eagles win. And when I lose, like that one time before the Washington game, the Eagles lose. So feel free to throw it. You got to throw it? Throw it. I'm kind of begging here at this point. But, I mean, the irony is I don't even need to beg because I'm the Hammer and I'm going to freaking win anyway. Guy can go 4 for 5. I'll go 5 for 5.
Let's go. Your center's not out.
What's that again, Rick?
Your center's not out.
Let me tell you something. I'm here. I'm ready to roll. I almost had to do Beat the Hammer over the phone line in the car. But
that would have been something.
That would have been something. All right, so Beat the Hammer shortly. Dick Vermeil as well shortly. And the Eagles ticket giveaway coming up soon. Dave right now. Dave, good morning.
Hi, guys. Good morning. First-time caller.
Welcome aboard, buddy.
Hey, I just want to talk. I think we have a great chemistry of our team, and we're pushing in the right direction. Everyone's having fun. So if we keep doing what we're doing, we run the ball. Jalen protects the football, does a few slide routes to the tight ends or the receivers, slant routes, and doesn't take unnecessarily deep threats unless it's like one-on-one with A.J. Brown or Smith, I think we're going to have totally fine with what injuries we have and everything else.
Well, so I tend to agree with you. I'll say this, Dave. You're probably right, but there's always that possibility, and it hasn't happened much this year, that Saquon gets stymied to an extent. And if so, then if the ball's in Jalen's hands to do more, you know, what's the counterpunch? And then we would see. I tend to think the formula will be stick to the formula, which is run the ball a ton, you know, be conservative in the passing game. I'm sure they're trying to tell Jalen, hey, man, we get you want to be conservative, but just at least throw the ball away a little bit more. Don't take so many sacks.
Plan with the Steelers and come out gunslinging.
I'd be stunned. I'd be stunned, and I would be very angry if I saw that in the first quarter. Look, it could work, and then I wouldn't be angry, but I will tell you this. If you told me right now, if you could crystal ball it, and tell me that the Eagles are going to pass the ball a decent amount more than they run the ball, I would, if we knew that before the game, I would tell you, I think that's a mistake.
Win with what got you there?
Yes. Because there was a reason it got you there.
If it isn't broke, don't fix it, right?
Pretty much. But again, there is the possibility, you know, Saquon gets stymied and then what happens? All right, Dave, give me a great answer. Best three or third of all time is who or what?
All right. I initially thought it was just an Eagles or Philly sports, but best of all time is the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Wow, that's a big answer.
Big answer.
How do we go against that?
We go deep right there. The Trinity, holy mackerel. All right, 215.
Indeed.
Yeah, right, exactly. 215-592-9494. All right, so Pete the Hammer, we do it every Friday at this time. We've got a couple things for me to tell you, including the prize that we have today for Pete the Hammer and more. Let me tell you, Pete the Hammer is presented by First Trust Bank, who encourages you to challenge your bank. Let's play a little game. As I come in with a record of 271-43, let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Our contestant, his name is Bob, and we'll meet Bob in just a moment. But Bob will be playing for a Philadelphia Eagles knit hat, which obviously is apropos as the Birds get set to play Washington for the right in. It is Super Bowl 59. Am I right about that?
That is correct, yes.
Because Eagles were 5-7 last time. Yep. All right, so 5-9 this time.
Are you pro or anti-Roman numerals?
Oh, very pro.
I'm anti.
Very pro. But it gets harder the higher you get up. So 5-9 gets a little, I gotta figure out a little bit more than I want to figure out. All right, so I need to find out who our clock master is going to
be. That would
be
me.
All right, Ree, you got
Ree's
the
on it.
I'm on it. I've already gone over it.
55 seconds?
55 seconds. Correct. I know I started as soon as the first question gets asked.
It's finished being asked.
It's finished being asked.
Correct,
yes,
correct. Yep. All right, so let me welcome our contestant. His name is Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good, buddy. You fired up for the? I mean, for the game? Are you fired up for the Eagles game? Is the primary thing I'm asking you there?
Absolutely fired up.
Good man. Good man. Now, you know when I win, the Eagles win, and when I've lost recently, which is not much, the Eagles have lost, which is not much. I will just ask you going in: are you trying to win or lose?
Yeah, you always try to win unless you're a legend in your own mind. I mean, that's good.
I like your style, Bob. All right, Bob, I'm going to step into the soundproof booth. I will remind everyone in 12 minutes we give away tickets to the Eagles versus Washington. Bob, good luck to you, bud. I'm not rooting for you, but good luck.
All right. Good luck.
Scram, Hammer. Get out of here. Hustle. We're running a different ship today. This is
very excited.
Yeah, this
I get
good.
To do the time.
You're involved. Yes. Here we go. You're part of Beat the Hammer Woo. This week. All right. He is actually walking fast, which I appreciate. Thank you for that, Hammer. All right. He is safely ensconced in the soundproof booth. Bob, you ready to play a little game we call Beat the Hammer?
Yes, sir.
All right. Here we go. Our category for the week, pretty predictable. We're doing a little Eagles in the NFC Championship game trivia. Bobby, the clock will start as soon as the first question is finished being asked. 55 seconds. Here we go. Question number one, Bobby. In January of 2023, what Eagles player scored 2 touchdowns in the Eagles NFC Championship game win over the 49ers?
Pass.
Who was the Vikings head coach when the Eagles beat them 38-7 in the NFC Championship game?
Pass.
How many championship games were hosted at Veterans Stadium?
3.
In 2009, what eventual Super Bowl champion Eagle had 10 catches and 2 touchdowns in the NFC Championship game in Arizona?
Todd Pinkston.
Donovan McNabb is one of 3 starting 11 offensive players who have played in 5 NFC Championship games for the Eagles. Name one of the other 2.
Jason Kelce.
January 2023, what Eagles player scored 2 touchdowns against the Niners?
Pass.
Who was the Vikings head coach when the Eagles beat them 38-7 in the NFC Championship game?
Oh, my God.
Time!
All right! Bobby! Well, you know what, though? This 1 week, not too bad, buddy. We'll take the 0 of all weeks this week. Let's wave the hammer back in. As he makes his way, let's get a little Pink Panther going there for him. Slowly. No, he's moving quick today. I can't even say. I'm just used to saying slowly. He's moving pretty quick. Look at that. That is the most hustle we've had. Ria, the hustle, Hammer has never
We've been
hustled
hustling
like that
all
before.
Morning, James.
I'm ready to roll, babe.
He's in hustle mode.
Let's go.
Let's go. All right, here we go.
Hold on. What do you mean, here we go? I mean, let me sit down in the chair at least. Let me say hello to John and Devin, who just got in the studio. Good morning, guys.
Hello. Good morning.
Everybody feeling good?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's. John, what are you in a bad mood?
You can tell. You're not psyched right now.
I was just waiting downstairs. No one would let me in.
I'm doing your show.
Downstairs.
I answered the
Devin
phone for
had
you.
To let me in.
Well, you didn't have a key card?
I was still standing
Where's
down there.
Where's your key card?
They, I didn't bring it. We're at Borgata.
I keep it in my bag, so I always have it with me.
That is a rookie move. I couldn't get into the parking lot. I was standing down there at the front desk, and when Devin came in, right. they were not letting me in.
No, you're a scary looking
guy.
That's
tough. I'm sorry, buddy. That does
all
not
right.
sound fun.
All right, so I could tell something wasn't right.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so James, this Bob guy in Doylestown, how did he do? Is he a fool or is he smart?
You ready to roll here?
Ben.
Am I still doing this or is John?
Yeah, let's keep it real. We'll stay consistent.
Let John get settled. No worries. All right. So you have 55 seconds. Category for the week. Not a surprise. A little Eagles in the NFC Championship game trivia. You ready to roll?
Sure.
All right. Clock will start soon.
Not happy about this in any way. Haven't eaten.
I get it.
You know, I'm totally out of whack.
Normally, I give you crap for the complaint. This is a total.
But I'm not going to cry like Richie just did. I'm out of whack right now.
Yeah. I am out of whack, too. I feel you. I complain away.
We're good.
All right. Question number one. Here we go. Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Here we go. In January of 2023, what Eagles player scored two touchdowns in the Eagles NFC Championship game win over the 49ers?
You know, I really don't know. I'm going to guess that it's one of the other, either Miles or Jalen. I will say Miles Sanders.
Was the Vikings head coach when the Eagles beat them at 38-7 in the NFC Championship game?
Oh, that fool. We hated that guy. The Vikings coach. Oh, God. I hated that guy. I'll come back to it.
How many championship games were hosted at Veterans Stadium?
Okay, I'm going to count them in order. Just give me a second. So we got 80, we got 02, and that's it. The answer is 2.
In 2009, what eventual Super Bowl champion Eagle had 10 catches and 2 touchdowns in the NFC Championship game in Arizona?
That would be Brent Celek.
Donovan McNabb is one of 3 starting 11 offensive players who played in 5 NFC Championship games for the Eagles. Name one of the other 2.
That would be John Runyon.
Coach of the Vikings.
Oh, God, I hated that guy. Vikings coach, that guy from the defensive side of football. Zimmer!
Time!
Bang!
Yes!
Bang!
Wow!
That's how you do!
Woo!
That's
yes!
what you do!
Yes! Hammer!
Wow.
A 5-0 victory.
Oh, okay. All right. So there wasn't much drama for the audience.
But still, I wanted the 5 again.
Listen, that's what you did. I hated it with freaking Don Zimmer.
Right before.
Hated that guy.
I know you're doing Don as a joke.
He was really annoying. Maybe not as annoying as bald Dan Quinn, who has to wear a hat backwards to seem cool, but has got a squeaky voice. All right, let's get to Bob.
His voice is not squeaky.
Yeah, nice job, buddy.
It's not Vic Fangio. He's no grizzled veteran.
He could still beat you down.
No, he could beat me. He could beat me. He can't beat the Eagles. He looks like he's supposed to be a grizzled veteran.
I believe that. I agree.
Yeah, not bad job by him. All right, Bob, you lost. Bob, did you try? I got to ask you, did you try? Bob?
Yes.
All right, Bob's gone.
Yes, I'll answer for Bob. He tried.
Did he try?
No, Bob's gone.
All right, he's gone. Bob, you don't get the prize. We'll give the prize out later today. Later today, I want to get the prize on the contest line because I want to keep the contest line clear because the bigger contest is happening shortly, which is the ticket giveaway coming up in 6 minutes. With that said, victory 272. Let's shut down Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Reminder, running a business is challenging, but banking should not be. When you see red flags with your bank, challenge them. Do better than Bob just challenged me. Challenge them, then sign First Trust Bank. First Trust, the official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles. They hitch their wagons to winners. The official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles, the official bank of the Hammer, at least of Beat the Hammer. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to the phones here. All right, James
Good
is
job.
Saying something. I have no idea what you're saying.
You put JB on the air by mistake, put him on hold. I can't do it from my studio.
I have no JB on my screen. No, nothing on my screen says JB.
Oh, well, yeah. It's line 8 is on.
We're good.
I'll figure it out.
You know figure what? It out.
Here, JB, call back.
Everything's okay. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, John, are you feeling confident in the Eagles Sunday? I know the Juergens thing is a bummer.
Yes.
Where are you in the confidence meter this morning?
I am feeling confident in that our team is better than their team at the very basic building blocks. And I know that they, despite the fact that they've been better and despite the fact that they've got a young rookie quarterback who's precocious and way ahead of schedule, they can't hold up against the onslaught that's going to be the power run game, the inside zone, the outside. We can do it all. We can do all the every run you'd look for, check it off. The offensive line is that good and that versatile. But then I worry. I was not concerned until yesterday.
The Juergens news.
When we realized that Cam Juergens wasn't there.
Yeah, it's a problem.
It's not that he wasn't practicing. He wasn't there. And so it makes me wonder, is that treatment?
Yeah, it's probably treatment.
Getting some scans done just to be sure what's going on. Yeah, they're addressing something. And as we find out, it's his back.
Yeah.
That really causes me to worry. Now, it doesn't sound like his teammates are as worried. So that's great. They certainly know better than we do.
Yeah.
But, man, the fact Landon Dickerson, he's a great football player. He's not as familiar with playing center, and I know for sure he hasn't made those calls and communicated them. That is huge. That's a huge endeavor. The quarterback of the offensive line, the quarterback of the offense in some respects, making the calls for the pass protection, directing everyone else.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
This is huge, and I'm hoping that the team's lack of concern is what we really should be vibing with. They don't seem troubled.
Yeah, so look, it's a big deal.
It troubles me a lot.
Well, it bothers me too. I still think the Eagles win, but it is a concern on multiple levels, one of which is, Tyler Steen might have to start. All right, the contest for the tickets.
And we don't have an all-world left guard. Landon Dickerson is... Yeah, he'll play well at center.
Yeah.
He is all world as a left guard.
I love him.
And you've got and when you add Steen in there, you've got a different guy next to a different guy across the board.
No question.
And yet those combo blocks, they need to be rocking, people. That matters. That working together. That's why the offensive line, it really does feel like it takes a while for them to come together at the beginning of a season.
Yeah. All right, so Dick Vermeil coming up shortly, the contest as well. Let's get to Scott right now as we give away the tickets in 2 minutes. Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, just a couple comments. I know there's a lot of folks have called this week and have a lot of optimism about the game Sunday. I have some concerns, like you do.
The Eagles are good, but Scott, the Eagles should win, and I still believe the Eagles very much will win. I want to be very clear. Talk of Juergens doesn't change my opinion of who's going to win the game.
Well, I have some concerns.
Okay, go for it.
The last game against the Rams, the offensive line really didn't play well, gave up a lot of sacks.
Didn't play as well as normal, that's right.
Yeah, and Saquon did a great job on those break-off runs, but the other runs that Saquon tried, he would run into the backs of the offensive line and only gain a couple yards. That happened a lot in that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that happened a lot.
Right, John,
and,
it does happen.
If we're counting on these big breakaway runs, they may not happen every game.
Well, they might not, but they usually do.
Yeah. And I expect that they will continue to happen. Remember, this team, they gave up 200 yards on the ground to the Lions last week. I know that they've gotten better at stopping the run. They're not going to stop our run.
Yeah, I don't think so either. All right, Scott, I got to get to the contest. We're about to give away tickets to the Eagles in Washington. Give me a great answer for the best three or third ever.
Three Stooges.
Three Stooges is pretty darn good.
Great answer.
They were highly entertaining. The Three Stooges. Ironically, there was five or six of them, but they'd only have three per episode. All right. So we've been giving away tickets all year. Rhea, we love giving away these tickets.
Courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy, and we thank them for being able to give away this huge, huge prize.
Yeah, not only all year, but for many years. It's a big deal for us to give away Eagles tickets. In this case, tickets to the game on Sunday, the Eagles and Washington. We're going to play a sounder right now. We're going to give you a name.
And the name is...
Hassan Reddick. We've had a theme this week of NFC Championship game success by the Eagles. They've won four NFC Championship games. We've given you four names this week. One Tuesday, one Wednesday, one Thursday, and now the name Hassan Reddick. Be the first caller on the contest line to accurately say the four names. Here's the contest line number. 215-988-1258. First caller to say all four names, four for four, at 215-988-1258. The first caller is going to win the tickets. Now, we're going to do something today we don't normally do. We're going to get this contest going on the air. John, we've never done this before. Fielding the calls as they come in one by one Now, hopefully it's only one person. Bang! Right away. Like the hammer, 5 for 5. Hopefully someone today is 4 for 4. Phone lines are about to ring because, of course, there's a slight delay. Slight delay. So the phone lines are about to ring, and then we are going to find out. John, what is your prediction? How many callers will it take to go for? And let me tell everyone listening, you have to go 4 for 4, not in order.
Yeah.
But you have to go 4 for 4. You don't get 5 guesses for 4 names. You got to go 4 for 4, but they can be out of order.
John, I have total faith.
How many callers will it take?
I have total faith in our callers. I think the first caller who thinks they have the right answers will have the right answers. Okay. They're calling in because they know the answers
well,
to
I don't
the
know.
Test.
Devin, sometimes people call in and try to take a stab. I didn't hear Wednesday, but I heard Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah. I'll take a guess.
I mean, people are trying to call in before they even had the last
calling
name,
since like 7.
Yeah. It's bound to happen.
Right. So that does lead to, you know, that potential problem. But, all right, the phone line's just about to get going here. So we will find out. Ray, what's your prediction? How many callers will it take to get the contest winner?
I'll go 2.
Okay. A little drama right there.
Yeah, a little drama.
Little drama. And we appreciate Dick Vermeil, who's ready to go, hanging on for just a moment. Coach Vermeil did not need a ticket for the game in 1980 when he kicked the Dallas Cowboys' ass. But a lot of listeners need tickets for Sunday. So here we go. All right. Our first caller in the contest line. He's got the inside track if he's got it right. His name is Dennis. Dennis, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
All right, Dennis, I need you to go 4 for 4. They don't need to be in order, but you got to go 4 for 4. Give me the 4 names we gave this week as part of the contest.
Patrick Robinson, Wilbert Montgomery, Chad Lewis, Hassan Reddick.
Congratulations, Dennis. Dennis, you, sir, are going to see the Eagles and Washington on Sunday, when the Eagles advance to an even bigger game.
There you go.
That's how you do.
That's how you do it.
All right, Dennis. Well done, buddy. You feel good, man? You excited?
Feeling good.
Good for you, man. Who are you taking to the game, Dennis?
I got to figure that one out.
Yeah, your phone's about to blow up.
Dennis, you crushed that. I mean, it was complete assurance. He knew from the get-go.
I waited a minute, and I can't believe I was the first one to call in.
You got in. Dennis, have you ever been to an Eagles game when they have a shot to get to the Super Bowl?
I was at the Falcons game.
Good for you, man.
Want to know.
All right, Dennis, I'm gonna put you on hold so we can get your information and obviously get you the tickets. Hey, enjoy Sunday, Dennis, and obviously try to call us next week and tell us about it from your perspective. Congrats, buddy.
You got it.
All right,
that
man.
Falcons game.
Putting Dennis on hold.
Remember the storm days before.
I remember
My son was 2 days old for that.
That's
Falcons
incredible.
Game. My son, who's now in his second
year
at
Falcons
Michigan.
Wait, which Falcons game are we talking about, though?
The NFC Championship
game.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And by the way, Jeremiah Trotter's son, Jeremiah Trotter Jr., was being held on the field by his dad after the game.
Like 4?
And now, maybe 2?
No, 2.
Ish, I don't know. And now we'll be playing.
That will never
Think about
be
that.
Cool to
incredible.
Me. They,
right?
They showed Trot Senior on the Jumbotron last week. And
so
it's just
good.
Like, it's so cool. It's
so
good. Be so cool for them.
All right, let's talk to Coach Vermeil. He joins us every single Friday at this time. And, of course, Dick Vermeil, as always, give me 1 second. I'm going to get my information for a sponsorship in just a moment.